Well, there are several reasons why the Leave campaign is targeting immigration. They feel that this is David Cameron, the Remain campaign's Achilles heel. Why is that? Well, you can look at it this way as well, that the government, David Cameron, has sort of won the argument, the economic argument, and the reasons to stay in the European Union, that if we leave, there are uncertainties. That generally seems to be accepted by some people, persuaded some people over to the Remain campaign. On security, Britain's better off with its being part of the European Union to counter terrorism, these sorts of issues. The government's sort of won on that, but immigration is one where the Leave campaign feel that Cameron cannot win. Go back to the general election last year where he said that he would get immigration down to the tens of thousands. Well, right now, the latest statistics show that it's 330,000 immigrants in the past year, about 184,000 of those from the European Union. So when the Leave campaign proposes a system to control immigration by this point system that limits the number of people that can come to Britain, that allows only those to come for jobs who are qualified for the jobs, that they're able to speak good English, that they are trying to control the flow of immigrants. And for a lot of people here, the number of immigrants coming into the country sort of correlates in their minds, particularly those who want to leave. They kind of see the number of immigrants as making it harder to get seen when they go to hospital. They can't get their kids into the schools they want to. They think that this leads to higher unemployment. So these are touchstone, heartfelt issues for people. This is the vote of a lifetime. It is a generational issue with huge implications. And it's on that issue of immigration that the Leave campaign think that they can do most damage to David Cameron. And of course, on top of that, it's a challenge to his leadership as well. Nick Robertson, CNN, London.